The reminder, we're going to be up at Camp Hask for Hask Experience Day on the 21st of July. That's a Sunday. You'll hear that broadcast now during this time slot, JM and the AM, on the 22nd of July, which is that Monday, the day after our visit. And before I introduce Reb Judah Michel this morning, let me remind everybody that if you become a member of the Pillars Society, which is $83 a month. If you become a member of the Pillar Society for Hask, it's $83 a month. There are a lot of benefits, including discounted tickets to A Time for Music in January. So a lot of benefits. However, the one I want to emphasize this morning is if you become a Pillar before July the 14th, then you are invited to Camp Hask Experience Day and all the special Pillars Society programming and experiences that they will have that day. All right. So become a Pillar. Camp Hask Experience Day is the 21st of July. And we hope to see you up there, please God. And yeah, that's about it. So Camp Hask has embarked over the last couple of weeks on their summer season 2024. Their executive director is Rabbi Judah Michel, who's with us live via telephone from Parksville, New York. Reb Judah, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. Boker Tov to everyone.
Boker Tov to you. I guess the most obvious question, since we haven't spoken to you yet since the start of camp, is how is Camp Hask going for the 2024 season?
I'll tell you, the short answer is, it's unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable. It never ceases to amaze how quickly the algorithm of the soul of the Jewish people, Nishmas Yisrael, just activates when the staff and campers connect with each other and people hit the ground, you know, right off the bat, getting to know each other, creating a real environment of positivity and sharing, and it's really amazing. It's not just in the shadow of war in Eretz Israel, but it's very much with the consciousness and the awareness that we are part of that also, and it's been very inspiring, and it's been I can tell you, it's really just, it's been so encouraging.
Plus you actually incorporate staff and campers from Israel, and that I'm sure helps bring that connection, you know, or make that connection even stronger.
Yeah, I mean, it's what's happening. It's what's happening with Am Yisrael, right, and it's what's happening with us, and it's what's happening really with everyone, you know, to the extent that people are conscious and aware and awake. And it's shocking to me if you're not, but, you know, the front line for the struggle of, you know, being a helper, being on the right side, you know, living with the values of Yiddishkeit, of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, of sacrifice for others, and we're, you know, is really what it lies at the crux of all of this, and we're doing our best to connect those dots. We have, you know, a lot of people here on campus whose children, whose sons and daughters, whose husbands are on the front lines. People whose close relatives and friends and division head and alumni and staff from last summer and summers in the past are there. And besides, every Jew, brother and sister we're with, and we're doing our best to really activate and connect those dots on a constant basis.
And I remind everybody that they're members of your family's next generation that are also serving, which is important to keep in mind. And I guess I can't ask you the question that I often ask in this type of environment, which is, do you find that people in this area, as harsh as it may sound, even though there's a war going on, it sounds like you are, even though, again, people like yourself who are from Israel and spend most of your lives there and might have an opinion or two regarding how the rest of the world's Jewish community is reacting to everything, it sounds like where you are in Parksville, there is a great amount of concern and a quote-unquote good support system.
Yeah, yes, there is. And I know that it's not just here. I know that all the good Jews of the world, all the Jews who are, you know, everybody who's paying attention, everyone's facing Yerushalayim when we daven, and everybody, you know, I imagine is doing their best. And yeah, I found it to be very inspiring. Everyone that I've interacted with, all from our counselors and staff members to people who've been visiting and lay leadership, and also friends and colleagues who are, you know, let's say all over the diaspora, who are really, I mean, this is really at the forefront and of everyone's heart and mind. Right. And that's meaningful. That's the way it has to be.
No,
and
I hear that.
That's what's happening.
I hear
that's what's happening. There's a tremendous amount of inspiration, Nachum. I'm sure you see it also. Whatever, schleppiness and whatever cynicism might threaten the intensity of the reaction, if you come up to Camp Ask, you'll see a real activation of spirit, of positivity, of connectivity, of giving. They say that, you know, the front lines, the chazit, is only as strong as the oref, the people who are on the
yep.
home front.
Yep.
And we're all on the home front. Everyone who's listening now, and everyone, you know, who's wherever they are, Asher Husham, we're all part of that home. We're all part of that home front, that oref.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. Reb Judah Michel is up at Camp Hask, where the campers and staff members have a magical summer every single year, which is pretty amazing. We'll be there on the 21st of July for Hask Experience Day. By the way, I mentioned the Pillar Society before, which has really become an amazing pillar of support for the camp and its activities. I saw online that you guys have surpassed 600. Have you hit the magical 613 yet?
We did. The truth is, I thought we should all we should make a big fuss about 613, but yeah. it went very quickly from 613 to 615. Not just for sticky purposes, because really we say v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, the golden rule. Much deeper than that, you know, yep. taking care of one another and putting each other's needs before our own, and being in service of Am Yisrael is klal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Kiva said, this is the fundamental of Torah.
Yeah.
And if there's anything protective about Torah, it's through the prism of Ahavas Yisrael, and that's really what's going on over here. This Pillar Society is a perfect example of how an individual contribution, which is significant, but also doable, attainable. You're talking about $20 a month, $83 $20 a week, right. $83 a month. So, but if you multiply that, if you compound that together as a community, as a movement, it really provides literally a pillar of support. So that Baruch Hashem, this past year, we Camp Hask, with the help of its lay leadership and leadership of its board of directors, and Shmuel Khan, who's up here, you know, every week. And lives with this day in, day out, have been able to really grow and build, and the campus looks different. You'll come, Mirza Hashem, and you will see, you'll walk in and you'll say, whoa, the same back end positivity and things that in the ABCs and nuts and bolts that make it go that make things run.
But there is there's a
new buildings.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there are new facilities in camp. I mean, this we could talk about more about next week when we're up there, but that's significant. I mean, Pillars and other donors have done their best to keep you guys going every winter to put up more buildings and to improve the facilities as much as possible.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. It's a testament to the power of the Jewish community and to the support of Klal Yisrael. Both alumni and friends and people from all over the world contributed to participate in this in the building and the expansion and the improvement of our campus, of our medical center and new bunkhouse and medical staff facility.
What are the doctors and nurses saying about the medical center?
They're saying that hashlim zeh binyan. Everybody's excited. Everybody's excited for new facilities. And everything is built up tonight, you know, with the condition that we'd be able to move this thing over to, Ramat Beit Shemesh, to become a maternity facility.
Amen to that. But why has Ramat Beit Shemesh been chosen of all the different cities in Israel that could have this chus of housing it? Why have we chosen that neighborhood?
Oh, that's just that I get covered from my neighbors. If pull that up. That's it. Mashiach comes, this person's still going to want cover. Yeah?
As long as you were able to explain it clearly to us, I appreciate it. Those of you who want to participate in the Pillar Society, as you heard, $83 a month, go.camphask.org. Go.camphask.org. And to say it more clearly than I said before, if you are a Pillars member, over the next few days, you will be part of the Time for Pillars exclusive event that goes on at Hask Experience Day, which is happening on the 21st of July, a week from Sunday. The Camp Hask Experience, a day for family, alumni, and friends, this year is going to be starring mentalist Michael Salmon on the musical end, Shmuel, Baruch Levine, and Mendy Warch. Carnival rides, inflatable park, pony rides. Mendy Hershkowitz is going to be there with the band. We'll be broadcasting from there. A big thank you to Eretz HaKodesh, who's sponsoring the event. Food will be available for purchase by Simply Sushi. It's from 10 till 2 that day. And Judah, I don't even think this is considered an Ayin Hara, what I'm about to do. I don't even think it. That's how confident we have become over the years when it comes to Camp Hask Experience Day. Am I right, Rib Judah, that for some reason, when that day rolls around on the calendar, it is one of the most beautiful-looking days in Parksville, New York, every single year?
It has been. And
now it better be again.
Hashem, oh, God, yeah. And if not, you know why. You jinxed it.
Exactly.
Bezer Hashem. Listen, Dacha, I'm old enough to remember, and you are too, that Rav Meir Goldlicht, he should be well, at Masorah Kollel. Every Shabbos, he used to have his Shabbos Sikha. Oneg for the Chevron Kol, the Sikha.
Right.
He'd always do it outside of his bungalow.
Right.
It could have been pouring torrential down. It was an unbelievable amount of rain. But when Rabbani Goldlicht brings out that watermelon, all of a sudden everything opens up.
He had a good streak going there, didn't he?
everybody's davening for Rachem Shemayim. We're all davening for things. And if you want to see good things, you want to see people, the best of Am Yisrael, just the best of what's happening here in the American community, come out to Camp Hask. Come visit us. Come enjoy the nachas of children, family, friends, Am Yisrael. Join us. Be a part of it. It's a fun day. It's an uplifting day. It's a great time. It's just a day for everyone to celebrate the power of community and the power of just the soul of the Jewish people taking care of one another. There's every type of Yid from every community and all over, not just the United States, but all over the world. We had the chief rabbi of Russia and the chief rabbi of Hungary this week who are here.
Wow.
Visiting, seeing campers and family members that they know. What can I tell you? We're here because the community needs us to be here. And we're counting on everybody to come join us and be a part of this amazing movement of positivity and goodness.
It is always an amazing day. And even if it is cloudy, as Rib Judah described, the sunshine still is remarkable. Might be virtual, but it's always remarkable because it is such a sunny, joyous, and incredible atmosphere. And you're all invited, right, Judah? Everyone's invited. The Pillars have their own event that's going to be happening that day, but anybody within the sound of our voice is invited to actually come up, correct?
Yes, so this weekend is visiting day in the mountains for a lot of the camps. This is where we create time and space and opportunity for the parents right. and families of our campers.
You don't want anyone else
campers
up there. Understood.
This coming summer. No, it's really about them. Right. It's about the stars of the show and right. the opportunity for them to meet with the therapists and the teachers and the medical staff and the support staff and the counselors, and for there to be a real, working through and making sure alignment between, the families who are coming to visit and to visit their loved ones. It's important that it be a sense of stability and privacy. The next Sunday is when we open our gates to, right, the 21st, is when we open our gates to alumni and family, alumni families for the counselors and staff members for their families to come enjoy and get some nachas. It's also a day that's become a great day for the community to come, a day of Pirsumei Nisa, let's say, where we kind of open the shades and the gates for people to come and enjoy. And again, if anyone would like to join us at the reception for Pillars, you could join the Pillars Society, and then you'll be able to enjoy that. And that's a wonderful, it's a wonderful incentive to be able to join us at that barbecue.
So,
but otherwise, Bruchim Abayim.
So everyone's invited, and the 21st of July, everyone put it on your calendar, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. again. 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. up at Camp Hask in Parksville. Lots of great sponsors, and obviously all the details of this event we'll be talking about a lot over the next week. That's number one. Secondly, if you donate and become a Hask Pillar Society member, especially if you do it over the next few days, then you will be invited to the exclusive, beautiful event up at Hask that same day on the 21st. Well worth it, not just as an event, but well worth it to become a pillar of one of the biggest pillars of support for Hask, and that is the Pillar Society. Go to the following website, go.camphask.org, go.camphask.org. And we look forward to seeing everyone on the 21st. Remember, the broadcast we do that day, you'll hear on Monday morning, the 22nd, during this time slot at JM in the AM. So, Reb Judah, what's today? Is it costume day? Is it the superhero day? Have you been told yet what day it is today in camp? Have they informed you?
You're asking a great question. Every day, first of all, every day is superhero day.
Every day
is superhero day. And not all superheroes wear capes.
But there are some days.
There's some days that are special things. That's true. That's true. I went to the early one meeting this morning. I'm looking out at the crowd here, and I'm seeing counselors and Chevra walking to shul. I'm seeing Chevra walking to shul over here, getting ready for a special, wonderful day. Thursdays are usually days that are connected to Yom Tovim.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Our director of recreation, Rabbi Daniel Eisenberg, who is a phenomenal creative genius, and his amazing team, they have like different themes. Sunday and Monday and Tuesday are all different days. Thursday always reflects a different yontif, a different chag.
Well, for the kids' sake, I hope it's Purim today. I hope.
It's Purim here all the time.
No need.
It's everything all the time. It's everything. It's Matan Torah here every day. It's Purim here every day. There's Pirsum Minisa every day. Every day is a little bit, Pesachtik, a little redemptive. Every day is a little bit Yom Yerushalayim. There's Lag BaOmer here constantly. Shem Baruch Chai is everywhere. So a lot of things going on. Sunday the 21st is come as you are day.
Right. No, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of people converge, and the campers and staff surprisingly really enjoy it, which is great because there's a lot of great Jewish music, the big carnival, and a lot of fun that's had all throughout the campus and all throughout the day.
But Nachum, did I answer that well enough to show that I wasn't sure exactly which day it was today?
First of all, okay. People wonder about the inner workings of camp. I think it's a good thing that you don't know what it is, frankly. I don't think the director needs to follow exactly what the programming department's doing.
Oh, I do.
Every single
Sunday. What do you mean? Every Tuesday. If I'm not in a t-shirt, everyone has to be in compliance for T-shirt Tuesday.
Oh, seriously?
Oh no! You comply. You have to be.
They'll literally make you walk the plank if you show up without a t-shirt to Shachar's.
No! I'm not going to start with Rabbi Willig. We'll t-shirts a time after that. Shachar, what's the theme today?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Live on the air.
Hanukkah theme today. Okay, so fun. Right.
I was going to say
Hudacris. We have DJ Hudacris coming today for the Hanukkah party.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you just caught me without looking at the calendar.
And I'll tell you something.
This good phone reception.
I said
it's Hanukkah today.
I said
it's Sumei Nisa day today.
I said I was hoping for Purim, but the second best, Hanukkah.
For Sumei Nisa day, we got DJ Hudacris coming. We got the latkes that are going to be out at lunch today.
That's so funny. I was going to say to you that if it's Hanukkah, you better be serving latkes for lunch. And will there be dreidels? Will there be Hanukkah gelt?
Dreidels, hadlaka. They do unbelievably fun, sticky stuff. The music cool. All day. Right now we're in the middle of, right now it's the second minute. There's the main minute of camp. But as soon as breakfast hits, there's going to be Hanukkah songs.
I mean, I have to assume.
The games, the night activity.
I have to assume there's sufganiyot at breakfast. I have to assume that.
But I don't know about breakfast.
But at some point, right?
We have our campers got to start the day on a healthy, but they'll be later in the day, that's for sure.
It's Hanukkah up at Camp Hask, those of you out there.
And the main thing is there'll be Nisim and Niflos. We're going to see victory, Nitzachon Muchlat. We'll see military victories today in the merit of the observance of theme day in Hanukkah and Camp Hask, God willing. We'll see big military victories, God willing, and we'll see light over darkness, and we'll see Mirtz Hashem, great miracles for all of Am Yisrael.
Amen to that. Special prayers today for our soldiers defending the land, the people, the state of Israel, and all Jews around the world. So they will not be adding Al HaNisim to davening. The programming department does not have that authority to do, right? They do not. You have not given them that authority. to add Alanis.
I'm going to let everybody handle that. But
you fear to even answer that halachic question, huh?
You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, I get carried away.
I'm not a posseg Nachum.
No.
But if you do hear full Hallel coming from the Hask Shul, you'll know why.
it's fine if that a bracha, but as long as people are grateful, families should be together. We should just magnify the goodness that Hashem has given us.
I'm sorry I focus so much on the weather, but I have to ask you, you've spent Hanukkah in so many different places around the world. This is the first time you're spending Hanukkah in 90 degrees Fahrenheit? Probably, right? Probably, ever since last summer.
People wonder, like, we send out during the year, you know, Hanukkah time, there's all these pictures go up of kids who can't pass. Campers and staff at Hanukkah, like, what's going on? Campers all year round. They're like,
oh my God, that's brilliant. That's a brilliant tie-in. So now every time I see anything online during the year, I know that your Thursdays were very, very busy up at camp.
Yeah, the media squad is busy every Thursday.
That brilliant. Every Thursday. I love it. That's brilliant.
Everything requires a little preparation.
You want to try to
dose this positivity throughout the year for everybody. That's the main thing. People see Camp Ask, people follow on social media, people following on WhatsApp. You know, you see goodness.
That's why the concert's at the perfect time of year, exactly halfway through the year.
You see this. When you see kids or you see people in the neighborhood, you know, wherever you may live, anywhere in diaspora or to Israel, and you see them wearing a Camp Ask sweatshirt, a T-shirt, or for that matter, some drip or merch or a swag from any organization or program that stands for helping people and doing good in the world. It shows what we represent. It shows who we are. You see a picture online, something pops up in your feed in the midst of all this, you know, helpless feeling of like cynicism, negativity, or whatever, fear, or whatever it is, anxiety people have over Eretz Yisrael or the world, you know, scrolling your news, and then boom, you can't bump into a picture of what's going on in Camp Ask, for example, among all the beautiful chesed that takes place in Am Yisrael, and it gives you a little bit of a moment, a pause to take a deep breath and kind of realign and say, no, there is good in the world, and we're going to be okay.
Yeah,
help each other and people watch out for one another. So we crank that out. We really crank that out. And obviously it advances and it promotes and shows the good work that's being done here. And that's obviously important. But also just this goodness in the world and positivity in the world. And it's a big honor for us to be able to be a part of that. Social media and WhatsApp, obviously, and the website and all that materials is part of that. The Pursuma Nisa is part of that. And people coming up on Experience Day and joining us in the Pillar Society or as a Parnas Hayom or, you know, helping us build new bunks and improve our facilities and enhance the Kavod HaBrios and the sense of confidence and goodness that the families of our campers and the community feels is all part of that.
Yeah.
It's all part of the solution. It's all part of the solution.
They are a perfect description of the phrase that I use, the description that I use during this second half of my career. And that is they are a proven commodity, Camp Hask, in every single area that Reb Judah just mentioned. Donate to the Hask Pillar Society. Go to the website, go.camphask.org, go.camphask.org. Hask Experience Day will remind everybody about it as we continue here over the next few days. It'll be the 21st of July up in camp. And we look forward to all the great music, all the wonderful guests, and greeting everybody there. And I think Ori Butler should light the first candle tonight, by the way. Tell the programming staff.
Ori's lighting us up all the time.
He's lighting up all the time. And now you have to tell Ori that I worked his name into this conversation, please, if you don't mind. Thanks a lot.
Okay, I will. I might tell him. I might take credit for it, though, but that's fine.
Reb Judah, good luck. We'll speak next week before the big event.
Okay, so to vote to everyone. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Amen. There he is, Reb Judah Michel, Executive Director of Camp Hask. We'll speak to him next week when he gives us the official last-minute invitation to Hask Experience Day. Meanwhile, mark your calendars, everybody, the 21st of July, and become a member of the Camp Hask Pillar Society for $83 a month by going to go.camphask.org, go.camphask.org. .org. And if you're anywhere near Parksville today and you see a menorah at the Camp Hask gate, you'll know why. It is Hanukkah today up at Camp Hask, as Reb Judah explained. More coming up at JM in the AM.